Well, the coronavirus started the chain of events in our next story. You're probably well aware that the acting Secretary of the Navy, Thomas Modley, resigned yesterday over his handling of a COVID-19 outbreak on the aircraft carrier, the USS Theodore Roosevelt. Modley fired the captain, Brett Crozier, after Crozier wrote an email asking higher-ups for help. His sailors were sick. He wanted to get them off the ship. His superiors worried about readiness if the ship was emptied. Retired Admiral James Stavridis has been watching from the sidelines. So, Admiral, you know, pick up the story and tell us your thoughts.
Well, this is a story in which there are no winners, right? 3 months ago, Captain Brett Crozier was the commanding officer of a nuclear-powered aircraft carrier with 5,000 sailors about to go on a forward deployment. Tom Modley was a very effective undersecretary of the Navy, widely regarded as balanced, sensible, and in command of the Navy at that level. Enter coronavirus. It infects the ship, and the captain feels very strongly he's got to protect the health of his crew. He's right to feel that way. He asked to go into port in Guam. That's where the ship ends up. And then Secretary Modley, I think, makes a mistake at this point, probably overreacting to the email you mentioned, which did get into the public domain. He fires Captain Crozier, and then, Robin, inexplicably, he flies to Guam, gets on the ship's announcing system, and in front of essentially 5,000 sailors, says the captain is either naive or stupid. So this is a very dark set of facts, and what the Navy needs to do is simply get the ship back to health and back on the front lines.
Does it say anything more, though, about the Navy? You've spoken just now highly of Modley. He was the acting Secretary of the Navy. Some might read into that that maybe a civilian who didn't belong there, but you seem to think he was doing well. Does it say anything more about what's happening in the Navy right now, or is this just the effect of this virus and the stressful times that we're in?
It's a bit of both, Robin, and many will recall 2 years ago the Navy had two terrible collisions at sea in which 17 sailors died. Two of our destroyers hit merchant ships. Since that moment 2 years ago, the Navy has not been all that it should be, and this incident will further set the Navy back in its public perception. Having said that, I'm very confident the Navy will sail on from this moment, get this situation under control, and deal with this COVID virus, which the whole country is dealing with. All of this is terra incognita for the entire nation. The Navy is a reflection of that at this point. The Navy has to do better, get the ship back to sea. And we are going to be able to do that, I'd say, over the next 2 to 4 weeks.
We'll also track coronavirus in its ranks because these are people who live very close together. It could have spread like wildfire. If you were about to step on that ship as the new captain, what's the first thing you'd do?
Well, the new captain did just step on the ship. And here's an interesting thing. He's the old captain. He's the previous captain. He'll tell the crew three things. Number one, the Navy cares about you and your health. We're going to fix the infectious state of the crew. I think there are now 250 of them infected. Number two, he'll say, our mission, once we get healthy, is to get back to a combat-ready status and get underway. And number three, I know this ship. I was the commanding officer. I am part of the legacy of the Theodore Roosevelt. That's why the Navy picked me to come. We're going to do this together. That'll be, I think, how he takes this on.
Should Captain Crozier be reinstated either on that ship or another?
I think Captain Crozier should not be career terminated. I think at this point it would be untenable for him to go back to the Theodore Roosevelt. What I would do is put him ashore, but in a productive billet and perhaps doing something that helps the Navy do better as we respond to this coronavirus. He's experienced it on the front lines. He's a highly capable officer. Let's hope he can continue to contribute in that way in the Navy.
Well, he's experiencing it personally. He has it. Should the president get involved? We know that President Trump said things like Crozier shouldn't have written a letter, but he was just a guy having a bad day, and I might get involved, the president said. NPR's Tom Bowman told us already there are concerns about that. Why?
Indeed. There are, as you would guess, several investigations that are underway. When the president weighs in on a military justice system, It's called command influence. And what it means is that all of the admirals or generals in the other services in the chain of command, they hear the commander in chief opine on a situation. It then influences how they look at outcomes. So I would hope the president would stay out of this one. I wish the president, by the way, had stayed out of the issues surrounding the SEALs, Chief Eddie Gallagher. That was inappropriate in my view. This would be inappropriate as well. Let the system take its course.
Retired Admiral James Stavridis, also former NATO Supreme Allied Commander. Admiral Stavridis, thank you for your unique perspective.
Thanks, Robin. Great to be with you.